vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mostly cloudy today, calm and comfortable with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s and a chance of showers and maybe a small thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, some spotty sprinkles tomorrow morning, more scattered showers could pop up tomorrow afternoon, and partial sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
How y'all doing? Good Friday to you. It's been a while. Here's Playmakers. Seth and James here with you, everybody, for another round of Playmakers. Thanks so much for being with us on a Friday afternoon. Nice sun out there.
Yeah, we got some boy, I hope it stays, man. I'm planning going to the Rafters game tonight.
This is
please
baseball
stay
weather.
Outside, please.
This is baseball weather.
It is.
And soccer weather, hopefully, too. We'll get into that a little bit more later. We are going to get into our schedule, of course, touch on that. Got some great stuff coming up for you. I want to get into the NBA Finals, last night's game. Talk a little Rafters with the audience, baseball with Seth. We're going to get into a couple of things. The automated ball strike system, Seth has got some stuff on that.
We had an announcement about that recently, so
All those great things, and of course, whatever you want to talk about, none of that matters. If you guys completely want to talk about something else for the next the hour, it is your call.
You Brewers. Direct this show. We'll talk about the Brewers.
Wherever you want to go with the conversation, right. We want to send a big shout out to our good friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for sponsoring this hour, giving us a chance to talk to all of you. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Boys, it's been a while since I've had a chance to talk to you.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing all right. I actually got some couple pieces of breaking news for you boys.
Nice. Right on. Michael Comer joining us, our sports director here. Yeah. What you got, Mike?
Yeah, well, the first one, Lincoln High School does have a new coach for gymnastics, so that's a big part right there. She's I believe, if I understood right, she spent some time at the University of La Crosse doing some actually competing, and then did a lot of club work over that way and has a nice little resume there coming into Wisconsin Rapids.
Cool. Very cool. Good. Great to hear. Welcoming her to town. That's awesome.
And then the other one is the big one. We got track and field state going on right now, and the Assumption Royals, they're already making their mark. What's going on over there is the two-time defending state champion in the 100-meter dash, you know, that's something that I never really try to do, at least on purpose.
On purpose.
That's not the distance, that's just dash. I just don't try to do that.
Right. It's just a smart man.
Anyways, Bella Thomas, she's a two-time defending champion in the 100-meter dash, and she wants to repeat in the 200. Is that when she was a freshman, she won the 100, and a sophomore, she won the 100. When she was a freshman, she was runner-up in the 200, and then as a sophomore, she won the 200. Now as a junior, she's trying to repeat in both of them. She's in the finals for both.
Wow.
And then junior Lucy Dolan, she's a big cross-country runner. She's made the podium all 3 years. She's a junior going to be senior. She took fifth in the 3,200, which, for those who know metric, that means a little bit, but for those of us who don't, like myself, that's 2 miles.
All right. Okay.
So she took fifth and broke her own records in the process, and then we'll see what the 1,600 brings tomorrow, where she will be competing the same with Brooklyn Shanick. She'll be competing the same way, and then the finals in the 100 and 200. And then, of course, Lincoln's boy, Aiden Stainbrook, he will be competing during the weekend as well.
Excellent.
Really good
information. Great update. Thanks, Mike.
Really good info.
Yeah.
Michael, we've got some great soccer action on our radio dial tomorrow morning. Our pregame will kick off at 10:50. Assumption Girls taking on Boston. I always want to use a Boston accent.
Yeah, I know.
Boston.
It's very close.
Boston.
Boston.
Do that in honor of George Wendt. Even though he didn't have the Bostonian accent.
He could do a good one.
That know-it-all postman.
Right. Cliffy.
Good old Cliff,
Cliffy.
Nami, yeah.
I got these two gentlemen here that will be running that game tomorrow, Mike and Seth. What can you tell us right now as far as the game tomorrow and a little bit of a preview of it, Michael?
Well, my personal opinion, Boston's got their third crack at the Royals. They are in the same conference together, and the Royals took care of business pretty soundly earlier in the year both times. It'll be interesting to see. The Royals will be a little shorthanded as Lucy Dolan, she is a member of the soccer team. She'll be at state, obviously, for track and field. So they'll be a little shorthanded there. But just the Royals staying healthy, getting through that game, because next week Thursday, if they do beat Boston, next week Thursday, it'll be a big one against either River Valley, who the Royals tied with in the first game this year, or they're playing Aquinas, and boy, Aquinas is good. Coming into this week, I believe Assumption was ranked 10th in D4, and Aquinas is 6th or so.
Hmm.
So it'll be an interesting matchup no matter how she goes.
Looking forward to hearing you call that game, man. And thanks so much for calling in and joining us. Hopefully we can get you in on Wednesday's show. I think we got a show on Wednesday, so hopefully we can hang out then. Got plenty of topics to talk about with you about, and we haven't even had the sports weekend happen yet, so who knows what new things will arise and we'll be getting into. But thanks for joining us, Mike. You have a good weekend.
Hey, no problem, guys. Just wanted to help bring some of the best coverage that Rapids has.
Nobody's doing it better. And it all starts with this guy right here with Michael. It all starts with you, man. We appreciate you.
Yep, no problem. You boys have a great weekend.
You too, man. I'm not kidding. Nobody is covering this area like we are.
Seriously,
all start and begin with that guy right there. Great job by Michael Comer joining us, and always good to talk with him.
Yep.
Phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. We want to hear from you, everybody. Join the conversation. I am looking forward to getting his takes because, Seth, the long national nightmare is over. The Pittsburgh Steelers for a while now have been asking themselves,
where is A-A-Ron right now?
Where is he? Where is
A-A-Ron, huh?
None. Where is he? Where is A-A-Ron?
You better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Yep, but now they know where he is. Now they know where he is.
That's good. Well done.
I hope that Terry Bradshaw is going to greet him off the tarmac with a bit of bark. Just a big tree, like a tree branch.
Yeah.
He just broke off on his way to the airport.
You can gnaw on that on the way to the stadium.
There
right?
you go. So Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And by now, especially in 24 hours, it has been covered almost every single angle in every single way.
All right.
I do think that I have maybe, I don't want to say a different take on this or a different look at it or anything.
I'm intrigued.
I think we all do. I think my angle and my take on this is that of everybody, really.
Okay.
So ESPN, Seth and I have made this joke for quite a while. I'm sure many of you also make the same joke. You have the ESPN app or something, like you do when you run a sports show. It's not a bad idea. You get breaking news. You get up-to-date stuff. You're in the loop. Except you also get, breaking news that is not breaking news all the time.
It's not really breaking news. They just need to fill, right?
Yeah. Right. So it's a little bit odd to me, given that they are so prone and so quick to give updates, that the actual updates on this, the first updates we see from Schefter are that Rodgers is going to be showing up next week to OTAs. Not that he signed a deal, not that he is, not how long the contract is, or anything like that. It just is that he's showing up. It's so predetermined by everybody, it seems, that they don't even lead with give themselves two breaking news updates, which is something that a lot of apps and a lot of things are looking for.
Right.
They don't even bother doing that. They just go right to that. And so right away, my first thought is, even ESPN is exhausted with Aaron Rodgers. even the mouse network,
which would seem shocking on its surface, right?
That cannot stop talking about anything New York or East Coast related. Cannot stop talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They found a topic even they are tired of. Even Stephen A. Smith is sick of talking about A.A. Rod.
Yeah.
And that is not even an original take. That is not even something that I don't think most people you may have already subconsciously realized that if you haven't already talked about it with your buddies or something like that. But here's the thing that I don't think we may not be seeing.
Okay,
is it possible that Aaron Rodgers just might, and I know the man I'm saying this about, just might have learned something in the last couple of years. And had some little bit of humbling going on, and may be a little bit more of the guy, the RELAX Aaron Rodgers, instead of Flat Earth Rodgers. There's a possibility there because it's not like he was a good guy longer than he has been this guy.
It's true.
And a lot of the things that happened with that, while there have been jokes about him going off in a tent and,
darkness,
the retreat.
Sense and, deprivation, you know, whatever, yeah.
Smoking things that people in, even in small villages that nobody's ever heard of don't even do. All that stuff even with all that, it's not as if he's been doing things necessarily. Nothing gets past what he's already said and done. And I'm sure that he's a smart enough person because he is a smart guy. I'm sure he realizes that. But I wonder if there's some of that going on, especially considering the franchise he's going to.
Really?
Because if you're going to Pittsburgh to play for Mike Tomlin, it can't be about you or that won't even make it through training camp.
Nope.
I'm not even saying he believes any of this or this is who he truly is. Who knows? I'm not even sure he knows.
Yeah.
He seems to question a lot of things, including himself. So that's not me judging him. That's just me, observing. And I don't know him. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I will say that this is something that stood out to me right away. And that this seems very different from him and very different from his usual MO and seems to be getting a little bit away from some of that and trying to be more, hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I want to do the State Farm ads again. A little bit of that guy. And certainly somebody who has got to, he's too intelligent, no matter how delusional he might be. And every athlete is delusional. Every athlete is delusional. Michael Jordan was delusional.
It's a good way of putting it,
It doesn't matter how delusional he is. Even he has to see the writing on the wall. He's too smart for that.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a little bit of that going on. I welcome everybody that, week one when he blows up at Mike Tomlin to rub this in my face. That's fine. I'm not dying on this hill or anything. But I haven't heard anybody else talking about given the actual benefit of just a little bit of doubt and the little bit of chance that he might be growing a little bit here. Is it going to make him a good guy? Is it going to make him lovable again and doing State Farm ads again? Oh, God, no. No. Oh, those days are gone. I don't think that's ever.
Yeah, he spent that coin.
But this is a guy who, what is one thing that we know for certain about Aaron Rodgers he's been very obvious about? He has been paying quite a bit of attention to the guy that had the job before him in Green Bay. And Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
And it, again, doesn't take a genius to look at how to mess up your life and your career after football, then just don't do what Brett Favre did. Just essentially.
Or continues to do.
Literally anything he does, go the other direction, and you should be all right. Your legacy will be intact.
Yeah, learn from your elders. Learn from your elders.
And he also wants to go he tries to go different routes than Rodgers, Favre, even though he went to New York just like Favre did.
Right.
I don't know. There's too many things here that stand out to me. And I'm curious to see what kind of person he's going to be, what kind of quarterback he's going to be. Because I will say one other thing. I think he is better than than some people might be thinking he is.
Mm.
That offensive line isn't horrible. You have DK Metcalf and you have some solid pieces over there. But for me, it's that defense. If I ask anybody in the audience, you get to start your defense, and you could pick one player on any team in the NFL. I think most of us are picking DJ Watt. I am. He's say that's my first pick.
The only caveat with me is that he's starting to get a little old, and that's that's like the one thing. But I mean, he had a good year last year. There's no question about that. He's a disruptor, and he's been that his whole career. That kind of thing, but.
It's a brutal division. It's literally physically and wins
just all around. We're talking Baltimore.
None of this is me saying that Pittsburgh's a Super Bowl contender. I heard this.
No.
Credit to the Dan Patrick Show. I heard this on his show a little bit. Las Vegas odds versus the Steelers before the Aaron Rodgers signing were like 4,000 to 1 or something. After the signing, 4,000 to 1.
It didn't change. It didn't even move the needle, right? Yeah. It didn't even move. Well, but, you know, after the season he had, you would hope he was humbled a little bit. Because it was an unmitigated disaster, and he had no one to blame but himself. Mm-hmm. He's the one that ran the show. And I don't care what he says. It was obvious he was running the show there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. And it was terrible. And it was awful. Now, to your point of, has he learned something? Well, he did something I thought was really interesting. He met with Arthur Smith, who's the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, twice.
Yeah.
And they sat down, and they had conversations. They watched film. They did all of these things, which tells me he was getting the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be? Because, like you said, he's not running Pitts the Steelers. That's Mike Tomlin. Right.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, you know, has a very distinct way that he wants to play his offense, okay?
Yeah.
He's been known for this for years, okay? And he's not going to change for Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He didn't change for anyone else. Why would he change for Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career? I see those as good signs to what you're pointing to of whether or not, hey, did he learn something? Is he going to like buy in to the Tomlin way? There's a Tomlin way. You know what
sure.
I mean, though?
No, yeah.
Buying into like that he is a coach. You know, he doesn't need to prove anything. You know, we know who he is. Everyone else knows who he is. Can Aaron Rodgers deal with that over the course of an entire season? Now, that's the question. How long will it last, too, if he does buy in?
Earlier on the morning show, I mentioned that I thought that Aaron Rodgers is the Tom Cruise of quarterbacks, or Tom Cruise is the Aaron Rodgers of actors.
However you want to do that, right?
Whatever way you want to look at it, they are the comp is there. But one of the reasons I made it, and I do make it, is because there are very few people. You got Greg Jennings and one other guy, I think, that talk ill of Aaron Rodgers after they played with him. Mm-hmm. And everybody that works with Tom Cruise loves working with the guy.
Yeah.
Like whatever I think or, you know, some people out there think and stuff, and I'm not fans of either one of these people, mind you. I don't know.
People like seem to like working with him. Yeah.
Right. And they still produce. Tom Cruise is still producing at his age, and Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have to think Steph Curry or Kevin Durant as they're getting older with the style of game they play. They can age gracefully. They can play into their 40s because their game is long distance. They're not getting in the paint as much. Aaron Rodgers is arguably the most smartest and most accurate quarterback out of the pocket we've ever seen, period. Now, part of that is legs, yeah. But most of it is brain.
Right.
Most of it is being able to dissect a defense faster than anybody else on that field.
Mm-hmm.
That has only gotten better with age. That hasn't gotten older with age.
Right.
It's I don't know about the Osawaga and everything. Maybe that affects it a little. I don't know. But I've never done this stuff. But I will say that he seems like, from what we saw last year, and I am a little tired of people that like to say that, well, his last games last season, he was playing against defenses and people that didn't care. Did you interview these people, or are you just using your eyes? Because I get really,
weird
really, really
how
tired.
How can you know? Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Anybody out there who's an armchair quarterback, let me save you a little time. You're wasting your time if you're listening or talking to me. Because I'm telling you right now, there's a few things that I think are more nauseating than the person who can tell me what's in another man's heart, what's in another man's brain.
Right. No,
you can't. Let alone a whole defense or a whole team. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, sorry.
There are journalists that I don't even believe know what they're talking about sometimes when they don't talk to these players and everything.
Right.
Now, you want to get an opinion. That's different. You say, well, I don't think that's different.
You need to be very specific that is an opinion, right?
Way too much quoted reporting going on when they're not actually
opinion.
There's not really reported that. Yeah. Last night, NBA Finals Game 1 wrapped up. A lot of people are still talking and excited about it, of course.
Shocked. Some people are mighty shocked by it, too. It's exciting.
Game 1 is always the most gray game of the whole series, whether we're almost anything we're talking about in seven-game series, baseball, hockey, basketball.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's certainly, I remember, I was telling Seth this morning, I remember I was really rooting for the 76ers and Allen Iverson against the Lakers that year. And AI came out in that game one. He does the walk over a Ty Lue and everything. And I just felt so good. And they got slaughtered
the rest of the way.
Just got slaughtered the rest of the series. Even LeBron couldn't get his team the first time he was in the finals. I think they got swept. Yep. Shaq got swept in Orlando his first time in the finals. Yep. So even if this is all that Halliburton and Indiana pulls off, it's already an accomplishment, let alone what they've already done this season.
Right.
But I've been telling you, and I would have talked about it endlessly on Wednesday's Playmakers had we had one, the X factor to this series, it's Rick Carlisle.
Mm.
And now I think that other people have maybe caught on or mentioned this or whatever, but I'm telling you, this is going to be throughout this series. It's when you have teams maybe aren't evenly matched talent-wise, but they are in momentum.
Mm.
And so much of basketball style is momentum. And when you have an offense and defenses that match up almost perfectly with each other, like Indy and OKC do, what are the X factors? What are the things that stand out? You got young players. You got people that never been there before. Okay. Well, that's everybody. That's everybody but Caruso.
Yeah.
So right. miss me with that.
Yeah.
You know,
these are all young, inexperienced people.
How about playmakers? Well, both teams got pretty much the equal amount of playmakers. They've proven that throughout this run in the playoffs and throughout their last couple of seasons. Both teams have been competitive. It's not as if these teams came out of nowhere.
No.
OKC was the next darling, and Indiana has been getting so close every year, just haven't been able to do it. So what's the X factor? It's coaching to me. And Rick Carlisle is one of the better coaches in the game, has been since he picked up a clipboard, and proved that in beating the big three with Dallas and putting Barea on LeBron and things like that. I'm curious to see how the series goes. I don't think that Indiana's going to win it. I think OKC's still going to win it. But I'm hoping for a seven-gamer, and I'm hoping to see a star born.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been so much hand-wringing on the coasts about where these teams are from, but in the end, it doesn't matter. They've got some young, exciting players, and they should just be focusing on that, man. That's what they should be doing. Just get the whole brand in there. You don't need the LA and New York all the time, okay? Mm-mm. You don't need Boston and LA or Golden State, whoever it is. No, this is really cool. This, I think, is good for the entire game.
Yes.
If they have a good long series here that's exciting and there's a lot of ups and downs and backs and back and forths, I mean, that's got to be good for the NBA.
I agree. I think that the only thing that would have been bad is a sweep one way or the other, and we've already avoided that. We've already avoided that.
Right.
A boring series. We've already avoided that.
Yep.
If one good game in a seven-game series is still something to talk about, and if you get to seven games, it's no way it's going to be boring.
No.
Not
at all.
And I kind of like that these teams, both teams got all their hate out of their system. The Indy and New York going back and forth and everything. Yeah. OKC fighting through Denver and some of the stuff that they have and everything, to the point now where they're both kind of like, there's no hate, there's just drive.
Yep.
There's just momentum drive.
They know what's at stake. I mean, they don't need to be told. And so, this might be in terms of that, and maybe some people will miss the old Reggie choke or something like that.
Sure.
But I just think it's exciting. It's two different very good match teams, maybe one's a little bit better on paper, but man, anything can happen. We saw that last night.
I'd like to see I personally would like to see Indiana win, but I'll be excited for OKC too.
Honestly, I'm with you on that one. It's been so long since I felt that way. Actually, there's usually one team I really like more than the other.
Well, I usually root for whoever hasn't won before. Mm-hmm. In a situation like this where it's neither team.
I know. That makes it cool.
I think that's a fun part of it. Could be a fun series. And you hit it on the head earlier. Fans of basketball are going to watch no matter who the teams are. Mm-hmm. It's the NBA Finals. What are we doing?
Right.
Of course, you're going to be. It's the most coveted trophy in all of NBA, in all of basketball.
Right.
Outside of an Olympic gold medal, it's the most coveted thing in basketball. So I don't know. I think it's fun. And then we are watching this guy in Tyrese Halliburton, Wisconsin's own.
Yeah.
Doing something that It happens a lot in sports, but I don't think we always, nowadays, maybe it's going to happen more going forward, but it isn't as if when Michael Jordan was ascending to becoming a great player, all-star, legend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as if, well, we're watching Michael Jordan slowly becoming an all-star. No, it just happened, and we're all in the moment and enjoying it. We're dissecting that stuff more now, which is a lot of pressure on young athletes and pretty a whole other mental health level. Yeah. But I don't think that, I mean... It doesn't seem to be affecting Tyrese Halliburton, man.
No.
It doesn't seem to be. In fact, he has a high success rate on these certain types of shots. He is 13 for 15 on game-tying or go-ahead shots in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime.
That's an insanely high percentage. Insanely high. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's. I don't know who has stats like that. I don't know. You know, I've been trying to find any other comp, and I don't have anybody as a comp to that.
I'm kind of looking at it at you know, is he going to be one of those guys, you know, that steps up at certain times? You know, I think the guy that I think of most is Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good comp. Not exactly. It's not one to one. But there is a kind of, he seems to really want to grab the spotlight. Mm-hmm. You know, especially at the most critical times. And the fact that he's been delivering, it just makes it really, wow, that's crazy.
There is a thing about this in his style of play, because up until that shot last night, he really wasn't a part of the game, it felt like. He really wasn't doing a whole lot.
Right.
Now, they play a certain type of basketball in Carlisle's offense, mm-hmm. and everybody gets, you know, points, the ball, certain stuff. But at the same time, the playmaker's got to take over the game.
Yep.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was trying to do that. They just had a bad night offensively, I think. Mm-hmm. And certainly just the ball wasn't falling last night for him. If he doesn't have these shots go in, he has a very, very different type of career.
Yeah.
So to me, this is all well and good. He's got to start averaging like 20, 30 points a game, like the rest of the series.
He's got to take control, right, yeah.
He's gotten a lot of bounces on these shots, mm-hmm. and that's English, well, yeah. and that's great. You can't bank on that. You can't count on that.
No. Unless it's a bank shot.
Nicely done. So it got me thinking about who has in NBA NBA playoff history, who has the most game-winning shots.
Oh, okay.
Thought it'd be a fun one to go over. Now, certainly, the NBA has changed so much over the years with added games and added rounds. And
longer rounds.
Some years it was a best of five, some it's a best of seven. So it's certainly the younger
happy
players.
Happy there's not a best of nine.
Right, yeah. The younger players certainly have an advantage.
Yep.
Regardless, though, the king reigns. LeBron James has the most game-winning shots. He has a total of 8 and has been known for his clutch play pretty much since he left Cleveland, because if you remember, his first 4 years in the league, LeBron passes when the game's on the mm-hmm. line and everything. They were saying that about him for quite some time until he went to Miami, and now look at, he's more than anybody, more than Jordan or anybody else. Tyrese Halliburton has 5 game-winning shots.
Wow.
And that is tied with Michael Jordan.
Wow. My goodness. Well, and he's got a lot of time to make more of those. Mm-hmm. So if he can keep it up, we might be talking about him.
One last talk about the NBA. One last thing about the NBA before we hit our break here and everything. We'll come back talking some baseball, rafters, and some MLB. The Commissioner Adam Silver recently said that the league, the owners are talking more and more about expansion.
Okay.
And it looks more and more likely that it's going to. This is how these things usually work, where they throw it out there for 2 or 3 seasons, and then it ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a couple of key things going on with this, and we'll get more into some of the details when we have time. But right now, it looks like if the NBA expanded, that they are looking at Seattle and Las Vegas. And for me, the Vegas thing is here or there, but Seattle deserves a team. Seattle should have never lost a team, although it's nothing against Oklahoma City. That's good for them and everything, and I like Oklahoma City.
They're not the problem.
It ain't their fault. No, it ain't their fault. They have proven that's a basketball city.
Yep.
They have proven that they can support that team and follow that team. And not for nothing, they've had in their short time, man, the players they've had at OKC.
Yes.
They've had some great players and great teams. Seattle is they love basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
And they still wear Sonic stuff. Man,
I mean,
still.
It has been like, I can't believe, you know, I can't imagine that even when the Sonics left, that they thought they were going to get something a lot sooner. This has been like a waking nightmare for Seattle, because they've been waiting so long to get a team again. Oh, my gosh.
I hope the only reason I'm okay with expansion is if it means Seattle gets a team.
I agree.
That's
I agree.
It. Otherwise, I could care less. I'm really, I got this. I'll blame Gary Bettman in hockey for this. Expansion. It had a chance to ruin hockey. Mm-hmm. It had a chance to where the league got watered down and play guys that shouldn't even be in the league were in the league. Mm-hmm. Hockey has evened itself out and balanced it out. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on baseball to do that. I'm talking about since the Marlins and the Rockies joined the league.
As they vie for last place of all time.
To me, these leagues are too watered down. You know, the only league that's not watered down, and this is a tough argument for me to make, is football, is the NFL. And if Seth goes, well, wait a minute, name me 32 great quarterbacks. I'm done at 5'10".
Yes.
So even that's, I don't know if it's watered down. Even that, I don't know. We don't have enough athletes, enough good players to fill these teams.
Right.
Let alone if you add teams. That doesn't make any sense.
It's all about the dollars, you know? What can we make, right?
And especially, you know, when they're not putting enough into the future of the game. Yeah. Hockey and baseball have done a pretty good job of this. They built ballparks where there weren't ones. Mm-hmm. They built ice rinks where there were none in warm climates. And we've seen really good, you know, growth from that. Mm-hmm. But if you're not trying to grow the game football, and yeah, you got your touch football stuff and you got some things here and there and everything, might have to do more than that. Just if you really want to get these players going. Breaking news before we go to break, Seth. Diamondbacks ace Corbin Burnes will undergo Tommy John surgery.
Oh,
God, I hate delivering that.
That is rough.
I hate saying that.
I heard just off of somewhere, elbow problem, Corbin Burnes, and I'm like, oh, no. And that's exactly why. And that's where we're at now. Man.
I'm a fan of him, man.
I know.
I like that guy. And I just don't.
I'm sure the Diamondbacks aren't thrilled considering how much money they spend on him.
I will say, this is, though, one of the things that you think about when you see a guy like him that I don't know about anybody here, or you know, but yeah. I was rooting for and I was wishing him well.
Yes.
I saw him sign that deal, and I'm like, well, at least he got that money. Yes, I mean, he got a nice contract from Arizona.
He did. So he'll be all right.
Over the years, Arizona has handed out some nice contracts, but not like they do in Colorado. Woo! Get yourself somebody that loves you like the Colorado Rockies. Like, they'll get you, like, ask Chris Bryant.
Exactly. Doesn't matter how good you are.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, have some more fun with Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements, after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You can try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. One man heaven, I hope she never breaks.
WYRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, couple of showers and storms, and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. Right now it's 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Gigantic thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring this hour.
Fantastic.
Phone lines are wide open.
Yep.
Hit us up, everybody. 715-424-2600. Let's talk sports. We speak sport.
Get into the batter's box. I'm going to see how many different sports illusions
yes.
we can do to call
yes.
in here.
Yes.
Step into the plate. Step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Hit us in the numbers. It's not football season. It doesn't
that's
work anymore.
Right.
That's really good. That's really
Step
good.
Up to the foul line.
I like getting in the batter's box. I like getting in the batter's box. I like that. That was one of my favorite things to do in baseball. Just stay, sitting in it, but getting ready and everything.
Getting ready in the box, doing your little things there.
It's a fun feeling. It's a fun feeling. Let's talk some baseball, and we'll get into Rafters in a moment, but a little story of the show here that I came across. Did anybody see Los Angeles Dodgers starting third baseman Max Muncy? He'd been having a difficult start to the season,
mm-hmm.
wasn't playing that great. He had an eye surgery done.
Oh.
And a stigma, I believe. And
astigmatism?
Eye.
Okay, yeah.
Got it taken care of, is killing the ball now. Is just killing the ball now. And he's been in the league for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know that could just develop out of nowhere.
No.
I
he can suddenly
it.
See.
So, one, credit to Max for being a World Series champion and getting to this level and all mm-hmm. that with that. And now, watch out for Mad Max, man.
I'm telling you.
Like, if he can actually see now, I
yeah.
mean, it seems pretty.
Boy, is there any. I can't think of a player who's more streaky over longer periods than Max Muncy.
Absolutely.
He could carry the Dodgers, like, for a month. And then he couldn't hit anything for another month, so it's crazy.
I want to talk a little Rafters, and then we'll get into some Major League Baseball talk. Rafters are in action, of course, tonight. And tonight is we got a couple of special nights going on at the ballpark. And actually, last night was Redneck Night. Hope they had fun with that one. tonight is Native American Heritage Night.
Yeah.
A wonderful night that the Rafters do. I believe every year they do this. And that's a fun night, really important night. And we're going to have some fun with that. And shout out to Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino, our friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them many times over the years.
We do, yes.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, Anyone But Kelsey Night.
I thought that was very clever. That's
it is. That's fun. There's going to be a lot of bad blood tomorrow night.
Yeah, yes.
It's the only joke I have. It's the only thing I know about it. when it comes to the Rafters play is what I think a lot of us are a little more interested in. Before mm-hmm. we get into that, though, story of the show is Kyle Teal. Kyle, former Rafter himself, is going to be making his Major League debut today for the Chicago White Sox.
That's right. He was called up. He's one of their top prospects, too, which is very cool.
He is actually the 26th, I believe, in ESPN's rankings, the 21st or 26th ranked prospect.
Yeah, of the top 100. Yeah, that's excellent, yes.
Pretty cool. Wishing him well. I can't wait to see what he does. Wearing number 89, I love
it. Which Rafter, we got to figure out which number of him that's been to the major leagues now. We want mm-hmm. to keep that up there.
Big congratulations to him, no matter mm-hmm. what happens. That's quite the accomplishment, nice work. So, looking at our Rafters here, Seth, it's obviously been an up and down season.
Yes,
we're not going to sugarcoat anything.
So far.
I feel pretty confident they wouldn't want us to. I don't think that they're looking for that. What I do think, though, is I think one thing that is noteworthy is the support, the attendance, the way that people have just been coming to the ballpark supporting this team,
mm-hmm.
and. I've listened to pretty much, I'm not going to lie and say I've listened to every game, but I've listened to a little bit of every mm-hmm. single game this year. I've heard at the very least three innings of every game mm-hmm. this season. And this team does not stop.
Mm-mm.
They fight.
Mm-hmm.
They keep coming at you, man.
They do.
And they starting to add some guys getting healthy. We got a whole second half here.
Yep.
You know, this first half here, all right, we'll see where it goes. Let's see what happens here and everything. I'm not calling anything off, but we'll see how it goes. But if you're looking at this big picture-wise, I don't know. I like the makeup of this team. Yeah. I'm not freaking out. I'm not worrying
about
this team.
Don't give up on them yet, because like you've mentioned several times now, it's a split season schedule. So there's always the second half of the season if they can get their stuff together, and I think that's what they're working towards right now. Of course, they all want to play better. But I'm sure that that's kind of where Coach Ziggy is pointing him at this point. You know, let's just take the old cliche, take it one game at a time, yeah, you know, and all these things, of course. But you're so right. You can hear them coming back. They've had some rough games, but man, they have not given up. Real quick, I have to say, it's the second year in a row where we have a legacy baseball player on the team, where especially us 90s baseball guys, people who grew up in the 90s, Royce Clayton Jr., being with the Rafters is so cool.
It's so cool.
I love it. Royce Clayton was a solid player when
loved
he played.
Royce Clayton.
How many years? 15 or some years in the big leagues or something
years,
like that?
Yeah.
He was a good player. And I love the fact that we have his son playing for the team.
Cool.
Like with Max McGuire last year. It's just kind of cool. I'm sure, you know, he's heard it, I'm sure, you know, being the son of a big leaguer, but still, it's fun.
It's pretty darn cool, and it speaks very highly, not just of the organization and the scouting team and the recruiting team, but this city. And the way this city is, these guys check out this area. They don't just sign with a team and just show up. Some players may, but especially the two players we just mentioned there, they got people. They're checking stuff out.
Yep.
They like this area. This area is a welcoming area. People of the area are good. They support the team. I mean, it's
good ballpark.
Great ballpark.
Some of the Northwoods ballparks, you know, they're not like Winter Field.
Mm-hmm. We had Jake and Gwen in on Monday's edition of Playmakers for Meet Your Rafters, and we were talking about this a little bit too. For those that haven't looked at the Northwoods League standings, it isn't as if anybody's running away with something. Like every team is pretty neck and neck,
which is rare. Usually there's at least one team that seems to, you know, really run at the first part of the season, take off. But
Battle Creek is 7-4 in their division. The Rafters are 4-7 in theirs. The Rafters are 4-6 in their last 10. Battle Creek is 6-4. Just as examples, you know, here it's, and we're talking not a big run differential with a lot of these games.
Mm-hmm.
For every blowout that they experience, the Rafters have given a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Have done, like, when the bats are hot in this release.
Offensively, they're very good.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like any other MLB team or any other Northwoods League team or any other T-ball team or anybody else.
Pitching. Any baseball team. Yep.
Pitching. There's not enough pitching to go around.
Never. There's never enough pitching.
Especially when there's too many teams. Not in the Northwoods League, but
just in general.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the season to just really, you know, where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good about the possibilities. We'll see. We'll be supporting them.
Of course we will.
Whatever happens. And we'll certainly have every inning, every pitch, every game right here at WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, be sure to check that out tonight.
Yep.
Rafter Baseball, 6:20, our pregame will kick off as they host the Royal Oaks.
We have a
Royal Oak Academy.
Royal Oak. Or the charcoal briquettes.
Yeah,
it's in Michigan. Yes. I still haven't looked up if that's actually where those are from, but
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I say we learned something from our overall civic media sports director, Jimmy Casca, the other day. We are the only civic media station that has Northwoods League baseball on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jimmy, that's big. That is a big thing because they're not really big. They want to, you know, push their streaming stuff and all that kind of stuff, and I get that. But for us to have in this area to be able to broadcast these games to a local radio station, I mean, how special is that? I think it's great.
You know what's really cool? I think that most of the audience wouldn't be surprised if for 16 years getting to cover this team and support this team through ups and downs, through a championship, all of these things, a pandemic, of this stuff, the
craziness.
Support, I think that most people would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is just as equally cool is as good as we feel about them, they feel about us.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to Ken and talking to their owner over there, owner GM
and
stuff. How important it is that these games are on the radio and that we are covering that base, that we are doing that, and that we are able to do that with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a partnership that is both equally appreciated, and that just makes us even more appreciative of this and working with them and everything.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, too. I mean,
it's just fun.
You know, and it's a credit to this community again, because not how many communities, I don't mean just can support our River Kings, shout out to Coach Paul and the boys, and of course the Rafters, but we've got the Red Hawks. And everything.
That's the Red Hawks. You're
Red Hawks.
Yeah.
We got them. We got another baseball
amateur
team
baseball
around
team
here.
In here. Yeah.
That has a great attendance and has some great players and a lot of fun going on. It's pretty cool. I didn't even get into high school sports that we cover right. immensely and of everything. Speaking of covering high school sports, tomorrow morning we're going to have some great soccer on the radio for you. 10:50 a.m. Assumption Girls hosting Mauston. Mike and Seth going to have that. You mentioned mm-hmm. Jimmy Kosko. One other thing that I think is noteworthy when talking about our coverage around here, nobody is giving you more high school athletics than we are here at 105.5.
Yes. There's no question about it. We are upping the ante too. We are going to be bringing you as much as we possibly can because we think more than anything else, it's important to do that.
I don't care if you're talking the Mouse Network or the Z Fool or any of these others out there, local or national. Nobody is covering this area like we are, and yep. we only say that with pride, not ego. Pride.
Yes.
And we're able to do it thanks to the sponsors, yep. to the listeners, yep. to our great board ops, our announcers, mm-hmm. all of the above. This is a huge team effort, and we're appreciative. And you guys are a part of that team.
Yes, you are. When I go to the dentist office. And I hear my hygienist knows that I work here and says, you know, I was so happy to listen to that soccer game. My niece was playing and I got to hear it. Hmm. And that just put me over the moon. That's cool. All I want to hear.
Really
is
cool.
Stories like that. That's amazing.
I want to take some time talking about our next subject, so let's go ahead and use our final time.
All right.
It's all right. We'll make it to the end of the game. We should be fine. No coach cool. has ever, you know, begrudged using his last time out. It should be fine, right? Right, everybody? We'll be right back.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. On 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements, after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
105.5 FM WIRI Wisconsin is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, couple of showers and storms and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. Right now it's 73.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. A big, gigantic thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods,
yep.
and the best listeners in radio, all of you guys hanging out with us.
Fantastic.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yep.
Feel free to jump into the batter's box and call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. You
yep.
can also use the Civic Media app, just a touch or two right. away with that.
Knock the cleats off. Not the cleats. I messed it up. Knock the dirt off your cleats.
I like it. No, that's all right. That's all right.
Knock the cleats off your dirt.
We're going to take it to the top of the hour. Laura will jump in after us with some great music for you, mm-hmm. everybody. But I, not to go serious here or anything, but Seth brought something up earlier this morning, and I've been doing a little homework on it, and I'm looking forward to diving into the subject with you, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean for this to be a PSA, but ABS is important to be looked at, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know exactly what those words mean, but you hear, you know, words like that, ABS, and you immediately think that's some health condition
yeah,
or something.
Right.
So I need to look into it still, but you said you wanted to talk about this, Seth,
yes.
and I think it's important to talk about these kind of things and really
yes.
face this stuff. We're not going to shy away from heavy subjects around here.
Do you have ABS? No.
Call your doctor.
Yes.
Find out.
No, ABS stands for Automatic Balls and Strikes.
Oh.
AKA Robot Umps. It's something that's kind of colloquially referred to as robot umps.
Well, so. I knew that, but I'm not sure the audience did. I'm glad you said no. The automated ball strike system.
Yes, basically. The commissioner of baseball, what's his first name?
Rob Manfred.
Rob. I forgot his name. Oh, my gosh.
We call him Robbie.
We call him He hates it. Yeah,
he hates that.
Rob Manfred said recently he was interviewed and talked about a number of different things, but one of them is that it looks like they have the number of votes they need on the competition committee. Which, for those who don't know, is a combination of its 11-member committee of owners, representatives, players, representatives, and an umpire. And they're the ones who make all the rule changes. You know, they vote on it to make sure that, you know, everyone's on board with these kinds of things. But it sounds like they have enough votes now to bring in a ABS system next year for Major League Baseball for the regular season for 2026. And basically what it is, they used it this spring. They did a like kind of trial period with it. It's called a challenge system. So that doesn't mean that every single pitch you think is bad, you can just say, oh, you know, check it on the this is all automated, by the way. Check it on the automation, you know, kind of thing. Each team will get two challenges for a pitch. If there's a little signal, they tap their hat or your helmet or whatever, and that means that they go to the umpire and the system. Now the umpire doesn't. It's not like a review on the bases, okay? Where right. They go to the umpires in New York and they review it.
I didn't realize that. I'm glad I looked into that.
It is an automatic system that will tell them whether or not it was a ball or a strike, and then the umpire will relay it. Usually, it takes 15 seconds. I think is what the average was. They've been doing a lot of studying in the minors and all that kind of stuff. They've been using this system. So it's not an automatic the umpires are no longer useful kind of, you know, all of every pitch is like ball or strike according to the system, the automation that they use. Mm-hmm. It is a challenge system where if you're correct, if a pitcher, a batter, or a catcher can do the challenge. And if you are correct, you get to keep that challenge. If you are wrong, incorrect, then you lose it, and you only have one left. And then, of course, when you're done, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So you have to be, you know, judicious in how you use your challenges. Make sure you are right if you're going to do that and in the right spots kind of thing. So, you know, this is very new, and we'll see, you know, how they adjust to it. It's just like the pitch clock and, mm-hmm. and you know, not being able to throw over to first all that much. I think for fans, this is big. Mm-hmm. I think a majority of fans are very much for this kind mm-hmm. of thing. The owners, I'm guessing, you know, pretty much are for this. The only pushbacks come from the players, which seems kind of surprising, but I think it's a minority of the players that are pushing back on this. It's mostly the, I think it's still mostly, most players think it's a good thing in mm-hmm. the end.
You know, I wonder if this was inevitable, or if it would have happened if not for so many umpires being so much about themselves. And
not all, being able to take, yeah, right.
You know, not just being doing the job,
right.
But they got to make it about themselves. Or we all know the ones that we're talking about here and mm-hmm. everything, and the yeah. ones over that have for 20 plus years done this mm-hmm. and just ruined the game and made the game about them and not that. Not, you know, it's interesting that we baseball gets so bent out of shape about a bat flip, but umpires make it about themselves. I've never heard one fan really complain too much about that, like they do about a bat flip or something like that. At least.
Right.
It's a shame because I love the human element of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I am not against technology. I'm not against the future. If you fight the future, mm-hmm. you're going to lose.
Yep.
That period. The future, yeah. Time only goes one direction. There is no going back. There is no putting the genie back in the bottle. You can go ahead and try. You will lose. That's not an opinion. That's time. That's history. That's look, go mm-hmm. ahead. I've got a billion examples for you. But it does feel like, for one, I am a little curious about, they put so much focus on speeding up the game. I don't know that this necessarily will. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, I don't know. I am a big believer in, hey, if we're going to get it right, take all the time you need. I don't care what the sport is.
If you're going to do it anyway, you might as well. I mean, that's kind of the way you should be looking at it. It doesn't take a ton of time to do this, by the looks of it, from all the minor league studies they've done and that they've collected over the last couple of years. So
one thing I think we can all take some comfort in is that no matter how great this gets, no matter how accurate it gets, or how custom we get to it, it will never be able to equal the human element of, you're out of here! You're never gonna be able to see an AI system, a computer that can do that.
No. Yeah,
all the stylish, third strike calls.
Boy, I'm so sad that they've toned that down. Umpires, they used to have their own little calls and stuff.
Yeah,
go back everyone and watch a clip or two of an umpire by the name of Dutch Rennert.
Dutch Rennert.
Every strike call was a show. I mean, he was great, and he's basically screamed it out.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what it was like to be a catcher for it.
Dutch Rennert. And he would stand up and squat down.
Interesting voice.
Great.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Love it. I love those old umpires. But anyway.
Do you have an opinion on this? Do you have a feeling? Or just kind of looking at it as, Switzerland? Just kind of even, even.
Well, I am Swiss. So, yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
You can't help yourself.
No. I don't really. It's not a big deal to me. I think if the players want it, if there's consensus, yeah, that's fine. Go for it. Is it going to make a big difference? Maybe in a game or two. We've seen replay has made a difference in a couple of games. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but in some. I'm pretty neutral on it. I don't have one strong take one way or the other. I like the fact that they are doing, instead of just doing automatically calling everything, mm-hmm. The umpire would still make the calls, but they would have a device to show them where the ball was, that kind of thing. I'm glad they're not doing that because mm-hmm. I think you still need umpires behind the plate because you also have to remember umpires keep order and other things. They don't just make the calls. There's a lot of things that they do. So
that's a lot of jobs on the line, too. You start getting rid of umpires. I imagine mm-hmm. the union's not going to be too cool with that.
No, they. I'm sure they would put up a fight. Yeah.
Looking at an interesting article from MLB.com about with the and real quick note, the All-Star voting is open for baseball. Mm-hmm. Get on over there and vote for your players.
Yep.
I gotta imagine at least two or three Brewers are going to the All-Star game. I feel pretty confident.
Especially
about
lately,
that.
Have really been turning on the offense. Yeah,
and that's not even counting a guy like Yelich who might get in mainly out of a fan vote and stuff, which I have nothing against.
Nope.
I'm happy for Christian Yelich to get in anytime he does.
Me too.
But a cool article about which every MLB's team most deserving All-Star.
Those are always fun. Yep.
And while you got Aaron Judge for the Yankees for some, also on the Royals where you got Bobby Witt Jr., they mention Chris Bubic, which I think is cool and a nice one.
Yes. Having a fine year, yep.
For the Brewers, Freddy Peralta previously appeared in the All-Star game in 2021. He surpassed 1,000 career strikeouts this season and has been having a pretty solid season.
Yep,
I like that
kind
one.
Of a fan favorite, too, yeah.
And I think, to me, he's not the guy that I think of. I think of Terang and Churio and mm-hmm. stuff like that, some guys like that that would probably be going to the All-Star game.
Right.
But I like that fit, too. And as I mentioned, Yelich, I think, would be a good fit.
Yep.
Let's take a look at your Minnesota Twins, Seth, and they chose Byron Buxton.
Oh, man. I would love to see him back in the All-Star game. That would be so much fun.
Last appeared in 2022, not too long ago.
Yep.
And that would be pretty cool. He's on pace for a 30-30 season, even with the IL stint.
Yes.
So that's not a bad. That's pretty.
Honestly,
pretty...
if he plays more than 120 games, that's a win for mm-hmm. Byron Buxton, especially for himself, not just Twins fans or baseball fans for that matter. For him to do that, I know how much it means to him to play more because he has struggled so much with these injuries. He hates not playing. He's a guy, one of those guys who loves to play baseball, and it's been killing him. So having a season like this, awesome. It's so good for everybody.
I've been very brokenhearted about the White Sox for years now, but no more than I was this morning hearing about the possible ownership change that might happen, which I believe is going to lead to the White Sox leaving the south side of Chicago and ending up somewhere else, going back to the expansion talk we were talking about before. That just kills me, and I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I don't want to talk about it, think about it.
Right.
But just looking at right now, I do want to thank the Milwaukee Brewers, because while there's been some nice infielders for the White Sox this season, there's got a couple of nice players and mm-hmm. everything. The real bright spot has been Shane Smith, who the White Sox drafted in the Rule of Five 2024 draft from Milwaukee.
Oh, the good old five ruler, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's been nights out, man. He's been really playing a really nice season. I've been enjoying that. Yep. So he is their pick for the White Sox as far as who to go to the All-Star game.
Right. I won't bore you with what the Rule 5 draft is. We don't need to get into that.
It would be cool. Interesting to get into sometime, though, because as much as I think
it's
I know very, about
it's confusing
it,
for people.
I don't
it
think
really
I know
is.
Nearly as much as you do. Yeah. I'm sure I don't know as nearly as much as you do about it. I'd like to know. Tonight on the mound for Milwaukee, Chad Patrick, 3-4 record, 2.97 ERA, 57 strikeouts, has been having a really nice season.
Mm-hmm. Somehow the Brewers have put together a pitching staff, and man, all the credit to them for doing that. Yeah.
I know that I was talking to Representative Krug earlier today. Mm-hmm. It's disappointing about Woodruff, but it's not a career ending. It's not going to put him back that far.
No.
He's still got a chance to come back.
Yep.
And one of the conversations the next time you and I get together is who's going to be just guessing and getting into early, who are going to be buyers, who are going to be sellers.
Mm.
I feel pretty safe saying the Brewers are going to be more buyers than sellers if they do anything.
They should be.
One of the additions they probably will be getting, and more likely after the All-Star break, is Brandon Woodruff, who is a pretty good. You give me an 80% Brandon Woodruff, and I'll take that.
I am telling you, that could be like winning the lottery if he can come back. Even like you said, not even like 100%, but he is so good. That's how good he is.
And I think we're seeing more and more that these super teams are not working in sports. I'm not saying the Dodgers or San Diego can't win a World Series, but we're seeing it more and more that you need depth. You need a lot more than just all-stars.
I suppose if your depth includes lots of superstars, that helps, though, in the Dodgers case.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us all week, everybody. Have a great night, everyone.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You said I was in my early 40s. A lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank